No Fake Spandex, episode 105 for Thursday, March 25th, 2010.
Brought to you by Emma Lahana, musician/actress. Whether it be exclusive pictures, fan art, or the latest news, it has it all. You can't be a fan of Emma Lahana without going to this site, so check it out at shineranger.com.
Oh, snap! I'm just now looking at No Fake Spandex, and there's like 50,000 updates.
Yeah, I just went up there, too.
I know, right? Like, she's like, get ready for the podcast. I'll post everything 5 minutes before we start. Okay.
Oh, snap. And Hunter is there. Oh.
Oh, don't even. We're skipping that one.
I'm still trying to swallow the puke that came up.
Oh no.
At first I heard pew, and I'm like, what?
I heard pew pew. Oh. I thought he said, I hate you all.
No.
I thought that was a Hunter joke, but. The That ain't supposed to be floss.
Entry number 2 on my list.
You said it.
Oh, calm down.
No, well, I'm just recovering from a cold, too, so. Yeah, if I cough sometimes, it's not because y'all are that funny, it's because I'm dying.
The thing that I'm most excited about is the fact that the black guy made the cover of the Dragonite DVD. Look at him.
He did,
he's in the corner.
Oh yeah, corner. That DVD cover is really, like, it looks like somebody took, no, it doesn't to me. It actually looks to me like they're little cutouts, like somebody, like, they printed out the people on paper and then cut them out, you know, with scissors and then put them all together.
To be fair, all those characters were together in the series for a grand total of 2 seconds, so.
Yes.
And for those who are still wondering what, it's the Kamen Rider Dragon Knight Japanese DVD cover, not American. No.
It almost makes the show look somewhat interesting.
No, but seriously, like, dude, it does. The cover is off the hook. Love it.
It's, the cover's a lie.
It is a farce. It's misleading.
No, it makes Lem look like he's got a flat top.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like they chopped off like a curl or something.
He's bringing back the Zach. What?
I honestly look like Will Smith a little bit with the hair there. Fresh Prince style.
Oh, Fresh Prince. What? Oh,
Fresh Prince hair. He's got it.
Basically, 90s black man he's bringing back. That's what he's doing. But no, I'm telling you, that cover, I was like, what? Looks hot.
Black guy made the cover.
What?
He's the smallest of them all, but still. He's like, hey, what's up?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, the 50s and, you know, back in the day, you know, put the black people in the back.
It's true.
How come Siren ain't there? Like, I just counted 10. I'm like, who's missing? Like, Siren's missing. How is Siren, like,
see, I know there's people missing, but I can't tell you who.
The one we never actually saw. The construction worker.
The construction worker guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty Stubble Man.
Yeah, right? Stubble Man. Yo, having the stubbles.
It's like, Maya's not good enough to be on the cover?
No, she's not.
No, she's not.
Not really.
I mean,
really, don't even facetiously ask that question.
I'm not saying good enough as in, like, cool character. I'm saying just, like, come on. Like, she's in the opening credits.
They didn't want any women. You didn't know?
Yeah.
Japanese people don't like it.
It's a sausage fest.
So. Well, it's only box one. There's still time.
Yeah. Maybe on box two, the covers will connect and they'll get even smaller and then you'll see her.
Or maybe it will wrap around like how it descends going to the right. Maybe it will ascend on the other side.
You know, box two will have the ladies.
Yeah. Okay. It'll have Maya and Case and Trent.
Nice. And bookstore lady and Slomo Walker.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've already forgotten some of their names.
Lacey?
See? Yes.
The hacker nerds, maybe put them in there. All these great characters we had in Dragon Knight, like Dad, who didn't do anything. Tool Man.
Tool Man!
Gotta get Tool Man in there. Who else?
He should be on there, actually, for real. He deserves it. Shoot.
The only person that was remotely convincing in their role.
No, but I do like the cover. It is beautiful. It makes you actually want to buy it, but like
No,
I'm not.
well, no, well.
But I'm not like.
Don't go that far. It doesn't make me want to buy it.
That's why I said almost.
I know what's inside. It's crap. It's a
No one
trick.
gets inside.
God.
Oh my goodness. Is there anything else that you want to talk about on the site that I updated like 2 seconds ago before we move on?
Let's see.
Why
I
am I
could
kind
I
of upset that they ruined the ending to this the One Warrior. I know. Dude,
They
like, okay.
did?
All right, here we go.
Does it
Here we
end
go.
with only one warrior?
Here we go.
Who
So we talked briefly that Jason David Frank is filming a movie called The One Warrior, and I found the synopsis on his Facebook fan page thing, right? Here's the synopsis. Ahem. The One Warrior finds himself in a mythical world where he must destroy the evil Lord Shotokan. But to do so, he must first fight his way through many challenges, ones that include dragons, the cursed swords of Damocles,
Damocles.
or what you said, the Samurai Six, the Amazon Warriors, and much, much more. And with each level he passes through, the more powerful he becomes, until finally, at the end, we find out that it's really a man who has been testing a new video game. Or was it? The truth may never be known.
Wow, well, now that you told us, we know. So,
You
I
know,
mean.
even before you finished reading it, I was like, boy, that sounds like a game of Mega Man where you just go through and you beat somebody, you get their power, beat somebody else, you get their power. Oh, there's just in a video game. Okay, well, that makes
Thanks.
sense. He's Mega
Thanks for
Man.
ruining, like.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole movie is probably not really worthy of keeping spoilers, but
But
now.
even so, like a synopsis is supposed to be like this is
Yeah.
sets up this, not here's what happens at the end, guys.
Here's the end. Yeah, exactly. You're like,
Hey guys,
what?
hey guys. Look, it's really this guy who's like doing stuff, like in the video game. Or is it? No, that's not the. No, you give a twist in the movie, not the synopsis, dude.
Exactly. You could say, like, there's a surprise revelation or some crap, and then ... or
You don't even
whatever,
have
but
to do
not
that, though.
like.
Like, you don't even have to say anything. Just say, it's about this dude and he fights crap.
Right, but I mean, if you want to give an indication of some of a surprise, just don't tell the surprise, because what's the point?
Oh my God, who cares?
People care. Just because you don't care, people care.
To be fair, I'm not going to watch this movie unless Spy buys the DVD and sends me a copy.
Which I
So,
don't do, FBI.
I mean, he sends the original copy, and then I send it on to the next person.
We pass it around.
Yes,
That one single
because
copy.
sharing is caring.
Right. And
File sharing, yeah.
no, no, what? What are you talking
What?
This is the crazy
No.
black guy.
What are
The
you
crazy
talking
black.
about?
Wow. Okay.
It's like you need to go back in the 90s
Go back to the 20s.
with your buddies, Fresh Prince and Zach. You need to stop
Fresh
that. Stop that talk.
Prince and Zach.
They should team up. That's what I think. Fresh Prince and Zach. I could tell.
Yes. I would watch that.
Yes.
As long as Uncle Phil can still play the Shredder.
Wow. That
Right.
is a crossover
That's an epic
beyond
crossover.
crossovers.
Yes, that could beat out the amazing Ninja Turtles crossover, I think. It really
Ooh.
could.
Oh snap.
Ooh.
Oh
I really
snap.
think it could.
That's tough.
Could rival the epicness of that.
That was pretty epic. They
Yeah.
fought a giant banana and they peeled him.
Yes. Yes.
Oh wow.
Oh
Let's see
wow.
anything. I'm seeing if there's anything else here. I listened to that music video for more than 2 seconds and it hurt me.
Oh, I didn't listen.
Really bad.
You mean the sampled
Yeah,
theme?
like the second one, I couldn't even hear it. I don't.
Okay, let me. Okay, for those listening again, it's like recently someone found, a couple of songs, a couple of rap hip hop songs that sampled the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers theme song, and I was like, at first I was like, really? Is that what? And I'm like, oh snap! It's really. Yeah, they did. And yeah, the first one, you know, it's okay, whatever. I mean, I listened to it for a couple of seconds, and then the second one was like bleep up, bleep up, bleep up, bleep up. I'm like, whoa.
What
Okay, I get the
was it? You
points.
seen the theme song? Because I didn't really hear
It's the
it.
guitar riff in
Oh.
the intro. Yeah.
No, it was
Yeah.
really stupid.
Well, I mean, they're not gonna be like ripping it like verbatim, like,
Well, and
hey.
just in general, it was horrible music. I mean, just
Oh
it
well,
was noise.
I mean, it's not my cup of tea either, but I mean, at least like, I mean, this is, I remember the first song. I remember it was Juvenile's, whatever, I forgot the song name, but I actually remember like the song. I was like, oh wow, I didn't even recognize.
Juvenile, yeah. Everybody's talking about him.
Okay, back in the day, he was a little bit, he was a little famous,
Oh, I
you know.
know. That's why everybody's talking about him. I know.
Back in the
I'll
day.
say was.
Yes,
Der, der,
was.
der.
You know?
Big time. Yeah.
He was big fine woman with you back thing up. That's him.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah. I'm always
It
playing that tune
was popular
on
at the time.
I'm a
And now it's not.
You're stupid. It's 2000, you idiots. Isn't that dark? They're that old.
The old Juvenile. He's one of my favorite bands.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Yeah,
Oh
you
my.
know. It's well it's not rap unless it's the ninja rap, okay? That's rap music. High quality.
Sure.
Ice Ice Baby.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No, wasn't there something that you wanted to bring up, Jer? Something about some bootleg?
Yeah, this is the craziest thing in the world that I have ever seen. It's like some Chinese animated show. I mean, they say there's 46 episodes of it, where it's like really bad cartoony CGI, and all of the mecha are clearly the original Power Rangers mecha,
Are you
but like
serious?
remolded slightly and recolored. Well, actually more than slightly, but it's hard to describe until people actually watch it. It's amazing. I don't know when this was made. I don't even know the actual real title of it.
But 46 episodes?
Yeah,
That's a
but
lot.
that's a lot of episodes for something that.
Looks terrible. Yeah,
Oh,
doesn't look that
wow.
bad.
Hey
Well,
now,
for
there was.
bootleg toys, it's at least creative.
Well, the toys, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the show. Wow. That's all I can say, really.
There's a DVD of it. They have the DVDs out.
So how are they? I mean, it looks pretty much like, you know. So
That's right,
how
folks.
did
We have DVDs of animated bootleg Power Rangers, but not regular Power Rangers. Let's just let that
they?
sink in.
That's, yeah, that's how terrible it is.
But hey, if it makes you feel better, the Yellow Ranger's their leader.
I thought that was neat.
What is the Yellow Ranger, a guy or a girl?
Yeah, they
I
all
think
look
they're
like they're
all
guys.
guys. They look like all guys, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's why
And
there's no
Blue's a
pink.
little chunky. Yeah.
Oh, like Flynn.
Oh. Oh, Flynn's not chunky.
Okay, what would you call him then?
He's just big bone. Come
I was
on,
gonna say big
girl.
bone. What are you gonna say?
What?
I mean, yeah, big bone. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Not chunky.
You know, I didn't mean chunky in a bad way. You know,
Just, yeah,
there's some
okay.
good chunk. All right.
Can you
Good chunk.
describe good chunk to us?
Flynn. Please do.
Okay.
That's
Oh.
it.
Besides Flynn, I need another example of good chunk.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
Really run the gamut with your example.
There's so many. Really?
Yes, apparently.
Too many to choose from,
Here
I
we go.
guess.
Here we go. John Tui.
Ooh,
Daggeron. That's right.
no Dagoron. Nope.
Well, I mean, and he's Daggeron's in human form. I was
I
gonna
know
say Donkey Kruger.
I know he's your boy, but not a fan.
Wow.
Your boo, as you used to say. I
So,
remember that.
yeah, your boo, that's what it was.
I'm just saying, good chunk.
I don't speak jive.
Just speak
Please,
American.
you speak more jive than I do. Need to
What you
stop.
talking, turkey?
Turkey.
Gosh. Okay.
Anyway, so God Beast Megazord, as they call it. I don't.
God Beast.
Yes.
That's what they call it, right?
Yeah, I don't.
It's
What's the name of the show? I can't translate this though. I don't see anything that says
yeah,
its name either.
Chinese.
Well,
yeah, like there's no
isn't
translation.
there some program or something?
Google
there's
Translate. I'll
there's
find
gotta
out.
Be a website, yeah.
Let's go.
Oh my goodness.
I know it's I don't know if it's Cantonese or Mandarin. It
this
has
thing,
to be one of those, it sounds like.
This thing is just ridiculous though. I mean, I kinda want it.
Me too.
Both of them, I mean they got the Dragon Sword too.
Yeah, it's like this funky bird thing.
Yeah, with like weird like face kneecaps. I don't know.
Yeah,
what the...
I'd pay for that, but anything else.
Right. Like everybody saw it like in the old Big Lots where they have all their great bootlegs.
It says
you should go to boot big lots once in a while and just sift through their crap. It's
yeah,
amazing.
I saw some SPD bootlegs once.
Yep, all those I saw those recently. They had like little versions of all the SPD Megazords.
Yeah.
That's where I got the because you know in the during Mystic Force they didn't release the black one.
Oh
you know,
yeah,
big black horse. They had it there.
Yeah, I saw that there too.
I'm like what? That. Black horse.
Okay,
crazy.
So I just translated some of this the Chinese, and it's a domestic 3D giant system Chinese. They couldn't translate Ma Clan God by King Kong.
Yeah.
That's what I got too.
I'm like, what the hell is that? Like...
Exact perfect translation. Flawless.
It doesn't really work. Like, what
so
is
let's
that?
Let's try another one. Is that is sad. Okay, let's try this.
Although I do kind of want a team of Rangers that's red, yellow, blue, green, and white. No.
No, it's kind of ugly.
I like it. Because then black could be an accent color.
Oh yeah, it looks like he's the sixth one.
Yes. So it works perfectly. I like that. Do that
okay.
again.
Here we go.
Oh,
yep.
Oh,
Babelfish.
Oh,
Babelfish.
Oh.
Domestically produced 3D large scale work. Grass putty horse corpse.
What?
Grass putty horse corpse.
God. Jing Kong. Oh no, sorry, wait, not corpse, core. Sorry,
core,
my bad.
Okay.
My bad.
Oh, core. That's slightly different
corpse
from corpse.
More fun, I think that's a funner title. It should be
Grass
corpse.
Putty Horse.
Horse core.
And what was the other part?
The God Jing Gong. I don't know.
God Jing Gong. Jing Gong.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. I'm special.
I'm yeah, sad. True.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
That is an amazing title right there.
Yeah, it is.
Grass Putty Horse Corpse.
It's probably the greatest show on earth. Probably.
Probably.
Oh my goodness. So do they have the show on YouTube or anything? Or?
I thought I saw something. Hold on.
Because you know, we got to review it somehow.
Well, I gave you the link to the opening.
Yeah.
Which is
fantastic. Oh, yep. Here we go. Here he is. First episode.
Are you serious?
Oh, snap.
Oh, right. No. Don't watch it now. Because we need laughter for another show.
Oh, but I. Oh, no.
Don't watch it now. Stop it.
This is going to be special.
No. Wait. Save it for another show. Because we have to talk about other things today. Stop it.
Oh no! What is this?
Stop it!
It's scaring me.
Stop it! We have to talk about Ghost Asia.
We do, but this looks more interesting.
No!
Well,
no. Was
it surprising?
Any...
Really?
Oh my goodness! Could you stop watching it?
It's worse
terrible.
Than
reboot. Stop it!
But
stop.
Just the opening. I mean,
stop it! We have to continue on with our conversation now.
But the episodes are only like 15 minutes long, though.
Stop! That's no, good. You're not gonna watch the whole thing now. Stop it.
They have cards.
Stop.
We love Sentais with cards,
stop
don't we?
It.
Oh, yes, we do.
You know what, Jer? Look, we have to talk about Ghost Sager because you people made me watch this. All right, you people.
I'm sorry.
I thought your desire for awesome shows made you watch it. It's
Ghost Sager.
Another show, then.
I don't know. It's quite a show, isn't it?
It is really a show. Yeah. That's about all I can say.
Out of all the seasons of Super Sentai, it is one of them.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, I will have to say that episode 5, which I just watched like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I was like, was awesome. Oh, okay. You know what? This, I see where they're going.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I do think it was better than the last few. Practically the whole line.
He actually earned his card, kind of, which is, you know, special.
The one I really liked was episode 3.
What?
It all came crashing down after episode
4. Which one was 3?
Was episode 3 the one that had the really epic morph for the Yellow Ranger?
Yes.
That was sweet.
The one where she's immature. And
yeah, she was on the ground, and then she's like...
And the wings pop up. Metal.
Yeah.
Check out my wings.
It was amazing.
Wings.
Yeah. I think it had a lot of great style elements, actually, in that one. Because that one, they had the snow monster. And, like, they actually took the time to, like, cover the area in snow. And I just thought it was nice.
I always do like the snow episodes.
Because it's different than, like, the park and the city.
Right. That one episode really early in Bokenger was all snowy. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome, yeah.
And okay. Oh, go ahead.
I was just kind of over about like, oh, she's immature. Like, stop telling us she's immature.
Yeah.
Like, all you have to do is just show it.
And that's the problem throughout all three of these ones that we have to get through is that they just keep going on and on about how, oh, well, I don't like you because you're this. And I don't like you because you're this. I hate it.
Well, but the last one, I was like, okay. Like, I don't mind them telling me a little bit because, like, it did show the blue one being all anal and junk. I'm like, okay, like, ease up, dude. Like, for real. You don't have to go to 5 different stores to look for some carrots.
You gotta do your value shopping.
You know?
Yeah!
You know, and then, I have to get potatoes from store 4, carrots from store 1, you know, detergent from store 5. Like, no. Like, you need to ease up. And Black was like, literally, yo, you need to ease up.
Why does he need detergent? All his clothes are leather.
Well, undershirt? I don't know.
Well, the other 4.
Is he getting it for, like, the family?
Yeah, he's getting it for the family. You know. Oh. You know. That's how they roll. But, like, I mean, so, like, 5 I get. But, like, the other ones, it was just, like, you're immature. And, the other ones, like, why are they so carefree? Oh, the kid was like, hey, why don't you care about going home? Shouldn't you care? Like,
I at least appreciated that they brought it up.
Yeah.
Even though the explanation was stupid. I thought, finally, at least we get a reason.
No, but, like, the way you bring it up is not, like, shouldn't you be concerned about going home instead of being like, do you miss home? That's all you have to say. That's all you have to say. Not like, shouldn't you be concerned about going home and looking and why are you so happy that you're here and blah, 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 blah. Like, come on.
You can almost like see the script being typed. Yeah. You know, you know, instead of it just sounding like people talking, like naturally, it's just like.
My thing was when the Pink Ranger was like, I keep wanting to paint things a different color. And like, I know you're trying to be enduring, but that's just going to get you cuffed. Really. That's not even remotely cute.
No. And I didn't like that the Red Ranger was like, okay,
go do whatever you tell me, Ares. I'm whipped.
Come on. He was afraid of getting, like, pimp slapped by her ears. I mean, come on.
Oh.
Let's be real.
Backhanded. Back-eared. Whatever.
Wow. Oh, no. More ear jokes.
All she has to do is turn around, and he's...
What did that poor girl and her massive ears ever do to you?
Shut up on my screen for 20 minutes a week.
That was your choice.
No, but you know what? I did like in that episode that she sang and whatever. Like, I thought it was nice. Like, it turned out nice, but if the monster has 2 of the Rangers down and like bothered and like hurt, why walk away? Why walk away?
Yeah.
Kill them.
That's something that's,
kill them.
Seriously.
Die.
It's something that gets repeated like probably every season of Sentai and Power Rangers.
At least in Shinkenger, they needed more water. They had a reason to leave.
Yeah, that was they had an excuse to walk away, basically.
Well, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, make the other Rangers, like, you know, bother the monster a bit. Like, oh, it's getting shot at or something. Okay, let me regroup or whatever. Like, but they weren't doing anything. They were just standing there.
It's just like, I've got you. Like, all they have to do is, like, kick you and you're dead. But I'm just going to walk off.
I'm going to walk off because I want a bigger stage.
Yes.
And I want a manager or a Germana, whatever they called it. That's weird. I don't know. But, like, in the end, it was like, oh, look, she found out that she's going to sing now. How?
Yeah.
Isn't she, like, a singer or something? Or
I think...
Well, yeah, she was singing a little song earlier in the episode, but...
Right.
Before I think that, I remember someone saying, though, she's, like, an actual singer or something, though.
The actress.
The actress?
Yeah. Yeah.
She might be.
But see, what about the character? Because we know nothing about her, except for she's carefree.
Yeah, basically.
Now we know
that she's a singer. She's
indecisive.
And she likes planting things, right?
Yeah, because they told us that.
Right?
Exactly. They showed her planting things.
They showed us, yes. She likes planting things. And
showed
told
her being
us that,
indecisive.
That she's indecisive, even though we could have figured that out on our own without them telling us that she is. Yeah. But, look, like, this is what it is. Like, episode 3... I liked a little less than episode 4, which I liked a little less than episode 5. So, like, you're slowly, it's like chugging along. Like, episode 5 was the best one so far.
Which one was 4?
Four?
4 was the introduction of Datus.
What else was it, though?
And there's the music monster.
Yeah, that's the singing one. That's, you know, it's all about pink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay, 3 was yellow, 4 was pink. 5 was black and blue.
Well, mm-hmm. 5 was, I guess, supposed to be black, but then blue was like, hey now!
This is my episode, screw you.
Then he got his new headers, and he's all, yeah, check it out, got my crazy pirate head.
I thought he was going to get the chick, but she had a boy. She had a little son, it's like, I ain't going to touch that.
Leave that alone. Sorry, that's his baggage.
I know. Shoot. But see, yeah, I liked 5. I was like, yeah, 5 is kind of cool. Like, I didn't get up to get a sandwich. It was great.
Yeah, I like the Blue Ranger. He's probably the best one so far. Who's your favorite? Which one are you most attracted to?
What the hell?
Come on now, there's no pacey white guys in here. Come on. Better.
Anyway.
Too much Oriental in there.
Oh snap!
Anyway,
actually, there were white people in episode 4.
There were white people,
and there were quote unquote African people, and there were quote unquote French people, and quote unquote Arabic people.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
I think it was the same blonde girl that they use in every single, like, Sentai show. Whenever they need an American person,
we need the English speaker. Bring her out.
Get that blonde girl.
She's probably not even an actor. It's just like somebody they found on the street one day, and they're like, well, you look, you know, American.
You want this crust of bread? You're going to work for us for the day.
Amazing. But that was hilarious. That whole montage of, like, you know, going around the world.
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah, it was nice that they put in a lot of effort for that.
Yes, well, the CGI elephants in the African desert. Yep.
Sort of. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. They tried.
Yeah, they could have just shown some image of the globe or whatever and some energy wave going around it. But no, they actually decided to take the cameras to these locations.
Oh, really?
The green screen, right. Exactly. On location.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was hilarious.
It's authentic, that's what it is.
Quest across the soundstage.
Right. So, yeah, who is your favorite one, Tristan?
Yeah. Oh, yellow and black. Because they're awesome. I don't know. Like, this team is so just sort of, like, whatever that it's hard to even say. I mean, I like blue. I'm not saying I hate him. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, I think black has offended me the least.
Yes.
That's a good way to put it.
How did blue offend you?
His face.
Oh.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that would say the same thing about you.
Well, that's probably true. That's why I'm not on TV.
That's right.
Like, Black is growing on me. He's growing on me. Yellow is growing on me. Blue, also in his weird way, is growing on me.
Yeah.
It's just I don't feel anything for red. No. Don't care. And, well, we know about pink already. We know.
Your prejudice.
No, she's just, I mean, she's just too cutesy for me. I guess that's what it is. I'm just like,
Too cutesy?
Yeah.
You should watch Bokenshu. Well, you
I
want
mean,
to see
Sentai,
Team Ranger.
Yeah, really.
It's like it'll work out. It'll work out. It'll work out. Everything will be fine. It'll work out.
You need a few episodes of Natsuki.
No, I'm good.
Natsuki is endearing. This girl is just annoying.
Like, it'll work out. Oh, and yes, and using her brother as brother? Is that her brother? The red one? Are they brother and sister?
No, they're not brother and sister. It's just
they just
the black
act
one.
Like it? Okay, so using the red one as a step stool to clean some windows. I'm just like, have fun, get a ladder. I mean, really. Like, oh, look, we have to have a comedic moment. Oh, look at us fall. Look at
yes.
us.
Hilarious.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, yes, let's talk about datas. Datas.
I like how he already has a sixth spot on the front of his thing for the sixth ranger. It's nice.
Does he really? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, you guys got little
I was too busy rolling my eyes.
He's got all five colors, and then he's got a blank spot. I'm like, oh, what's the blank spot for? I don't know. And then he's got the helmet on the back of him already for the combination. It's nice.
You know, I did notice that there was something on the back of his head, and I'm like, I wonder.
That's for the combo.
And then, you know, it's like Data's, oh, look, there's a connection to the master head guy. Look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's just so convenient that he's dormant in the area that they're renting the house from.
Yep. And then instead of, I don't know, maybe showing us some, you know, flashback or whatever, I mean, we cut to, some of the monsters talking about whatever, something that we already knew. It's like, oh, really? The virus is not for the real? Oh, no! Oh, no, that's not the virus. What was the music people? The music people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so confused.
The music ones messed up the ears for the white.
What? Messed up the
I'm
ears.
I'm so confused. All I know is that it cut to the monsters talking about their diabolical plan, and it cut back to oh, so you're saying that you came from here and there and there, Datas? That's where you came from?
Yes. It's so badly planned and
Really
nothing flows. It just sort of okay, now we're doing this because the script says so. I don't know. It's not fun, really.
It's not horrible.
Great. Great. It's not horrible, but I mean.
No, it really is.
It's not horrible.
No.
Exactly. We've seen horrible. Horrible was Dragonite. So this
yeah,
is not
this,
Dragonite.
This is its special friend. It's right next to him.
Oh. They ride the same bus.
No, I don't know. I want to say this is terrible, terrible. No, I want to say that. I see it slowly. Because episode 5 was deep. I was like, wow. The children are turning into the BBs. What? Oh my goodness. They're attacking everything. What?
Mm-hmm.
Craziness.
For soldiers.
You know, yes. So it was really like, all right, you know, I see where it's going and it's like serious and thing and whatever. Okay, cool. That's fine. But and then there are certain things that it told, not told as in verbally, but it showed us, you know, certain characteristics about, you know, oh, look, Blue. Yes, he's really anal and junk. But he really does think out his plan. He's not like the other fool who just runs out of the room and he's like, I'm so mad, whatever. They showed us that. They didn't have Blue saying, hey, look. Wait a minute. I think.
Well, they did. But they also
but
show.
In addition to the.
So, yeah, exactly. So it's. Yeah. It's about.
Yeah. But yes. There was more showing than telling. So yes.
Yes.
They get credits.
I thought it was kind of cool, that, what's his name, Aguri, his axe is, super heavy. I don't know why I really like that.
Yeah.
Heroes.
This shows how strong the land
is. He's solid as a rock. Come on.
Oh, God. Solid.
Yeah. So that was really cool. That was a nice touch, too. I mean, so, what's this water dude? It was like, oh, crap. Got to two-hand this joint, yo. So
double-fisted.
Double-fisted.
That's cool. So yes, episode 5 is my favorite out of all of them. It is. And as in favorite, like, I actually enjoyed watching it. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. The other ones I was like, whatever.
It was tolerable.
Yeah.
I like how the preview for the 6th episode shows it as clearly a Red Ranger focus episode where black and yellow get their heads. It makes sense, right?
Wow. Maybe they have a little subplot. Whatever.
Very little, probably.
You know what, though? Like, I wish that this was getting adapted in some way, because then one episode could not be dedicated to just red or just whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because, like, you know how, like, back in the day, I have to say back in the day, you know, Power Rangers is like, oh, if it's a Red Ranger episode in Sentai, then it has to be a Red Ranger episode in the Power Rangers, whatever. So, but if in the Sentai, if it's, like, red and blue and green, or in this case, red and blue and, you know, yellow, because green ain't in there yet, or in there, then, like, it'll, like, yay, more people of the Americans will be in the show, you know? So, but that's not happening.
It sucks.
Doesn't suck.
No, I mean, it sucks that we're not getting a freaking Power Rangers version.
Yeah. Okay.
Yet. Whatever.
We will.
Oh, what happens?
Official announcement right now.
Official announcement.
Oh, great. Okay.
That's right. It's big news. Big news. Okay. I broke it.
Changes the brewing.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Cheryl Saban told me.
Holy crap. Oh my goodness. So was that everything about Ghost Ager? Really? Dang.
Pretty much.
Here is a thread. If PR were ever, or if PR were to ever return, okay, assuming new PR was ever to return with new seasons, on which timeline would you want to see the new Seons, not seasons, Seons take place? I know, we all have our typos.
My answer is yes.
Wait. The that one established in MMMPR. MMMPR. Up to Jungle Fury, the RPM timeline? Or would you like each new season to exist as its own timeline, independent from any others?
Why is RPM singled out from the others?
Because, what's his face? Eddie said that it's its own timeline, or whatever. Which every other new executive producer says, because Bruce said the same thing, Greg said the same thing. So, but that's what the OP is going by. Discuss.
Which is this? Oh, it's one of those stupid threads where they have to go dot dot dot. I'm not going to tell you what the thread's about in the title.
Where is it?
It's like one of the first threads. It says if PR were to ever return, dot dot dot.
No, I couldn't understand. I don't understand. Assuming new PR was ever to return with new seasons, on which timeline would you want to see the new seasons take place? I don't even understand. What does that mean? I don't get that.
Because
the RPM timeline. Okay.
Wow! Didn't I just say that? Like.
No, but I mean, no.
Yes, I did.
I didn't understand. No, okay, you did. I didn't understand.
Like
what
I
the question was.
I want it to take place on whatever timeline includes Colonial Tommy fighting giant rats. That's my favorite timeline.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best timeline of them all.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
No.
Love it.
Colonial Tommy, giant
rats.
If
it includes Tommy, then it can't be the best.
But it's Colonial Tommy, you know? You know, back in the day when they had no problems with having black people walk around and do whatever they wanted. Back in that colonial time.
Exactly. Just like Spartacus.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. A little tangent. I'm sorry. All right. So basically,
they were doing whatever they wanted in that.
Basically, Spartacus, blood in his hand. All right. I saw all the episodes that had Eka, however his name is, Scott from RPM?
From RPM, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yes, they had the black slaves, all right, fine, I expected that, okay, cool. Not cool, but, you know. But then there's just, like, random black people just wandering around, like, hey, you know, I mean, yeah, they're in the minority, but they were, like, you know, they went to the show, you know, saw the, what's your face, the gladiators do their thing, you know, some of them were walking around, like, hey. I'm like, all right, go black people, but is that accurate? I don't know.
I don't really know, honestly, like what it was back in the day.
I have no idea.
In that particular region and whatever. But
this is what reminded me of that. So you have, well, I'm going to call him Scott because I don't know his real name. I don't want to say
people
it.
People don't know any of your black history.
But well,
Pietros is the type.
you were supposed to learn all of that last month.
Stupid. So you have Scott. As a slave, all right, fine. And he has a relationship with one of the gladiator slaves, Barca. Scott. Petros is the character's name, right? Yeah. He's very... How do I say this?
Flexible.
Gay? I don't... I mean, what?
No! I'm not going to say.
Well, I mean, he is.
Yes, very flexible. Yes, he is very limber.
Jeez.
Yeah, there are a lot.
Like every other character in the show, he has some intimate scenes. Yes.
Yeah. But like I said, he is again very limber. Yeah, there are very many different poses. I'll call them poses. That partook in, and Spartacus Blood and Sand very likes the intimacy. We're going to call that
the intimacy. Yes, and there's a lot of people naked running around and blood splattering like through the air, gloriously in slow motion.
Yeah, but that's fake blood, right? It's fake. I mean, it's like not even like fake, like real blood, like fake, like. Painted
CG.
Yeah. You know, okay, whatever.
Just for the gratuitousness of it, basically.
But it's, you know, it's the real intimacy that it's just a lot. I mean, you know, Xena is like always riding some dude, you know? Lucy Lawless for you people.
For
fans
of
that nasty. She's an uggo.
Shut your face. What I'm saying is, she's always riding some dude. There's always a dude riding some chick. Oh, and then when they always have a party, there's always intimacy.
Yes.
All the time.
I mean, as one would expect sometimes in ancient Rome.
Yes, yeah, sometimes. Not every party. All the time. It's like no matter upscale, downscale, middle scale, there's always
intimacy.
All the time. And Scott, sorry, Petros, whatever, right in the middle of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They are slaves, and so, I mean, it's not like they can go, like, in their private, you know, whatever, but it happens on screen, and you fully, like, see stuff.
But even when the quote-unquote slaves are free to have a good time, they are intimate. And there's a lot of Scott skin than I need to see. A little bit. Just a little bit. A little bit. I've been scarred for life. I'm just saying, scarred for life.
Why are you still watching it then?
No, I have stopped. Soon as Scott died, I stopped.
Oh, he died?
Thanks for ruining it for, like, everybody.
Really, for everybody? Really?
I was
going to
subscribe to Scarred.
Because I was about ready to start watching that, and then I heard Scott died, and I'm like, oh no, I should just not watch it.
Like, really?
I mean,
like, seriously?
Downloading?
I mean, the guy was not going to stay on. Like, how do you think he was going to be exited off? Really?
Well, honestly, I mean,
he might choke
broke
on.
Up, like, real
they
people.
Actually had a storyline where, spoiler, like, he was supposed to win his freedom. Like, that was, like, part of the story. So.
Right. And you really think that they were going to end up happy, happy, happy time. They're going to kill the slave. You
So
know.
how did he die? Did he choke to death on protein or
He
what?
hung himself.
He hung
He hung himself. Oh.
See, that part I wasn't going to tell, but
Sad.
might as well.
What did he get for kicking babies? Bastard.
I know.
Bastard. No, see, that was in the past. He was reincarnated into a baby kicker.
Yes,
Oh.
yes, yes. In the future.
Right.
That's what you get for having gay
He
sex.
was so.
The game's gay.
He was so angry with the world. He was left behind, so he had to kick some babies.
He thought he
Oh
was
my
left
God.
behind, but
I
it's.
know, and that was so sad. I was like, oh my gosh, whatever. Oh, and you know the lead guy, Spartacus? He has cancer.
I heard that, yeah.
The actor?
Yes,
Yeah.
the actor, yeah. I mean, they said it's treatable, but yeah, they had to stop filming because he has cancer.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That
I think it's
sucks.
some form of leukemia or something like that. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, he's getting Kendrick'd.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
That's good.
No, it is. Shut up.
Show improved a lot when they got rid of Kendrick's.
No, it didn't. Are you
It's
serious?
so dead.
We went to the freaking
It's
Lost Galaxy, okay? And
Dude, we got swabbies,
exactly. We got Snuffleupagus in there. Come on.
okay?
It was on. But yeah, and
Corona is
Captain
infinitely
Mutiny.
better than Man Face, okay? So don't hate.
Based purely on what happened in Power Rangers in space. Right. Exactly.
No, based on the fact that she doesn't look like a man.
Why are you so evil? Why do you hate women? For real.
Okay, miss, let's make fun of someone's ears all the time.
Okay, I'm sorry, but there's ears and then there's the face. I'm
The
sorry.
whole person,
The whole person.
I'm terrible.
Yes, you
Well, I
are.
only said her face was ugly, not her whole body.
Okay, so moving on.
At least I wasn't lying.
Wow. Anyway. Let's go back to the original topic. Yeah, this whole
What's the original?
timeline thing. This whole timeline
Oh,
thing.
God. I'm struggling with the question in general.
Because, I guess I bring it up because, why people keep thinking that just because a producer says, "Hey, it's its own thing," makes it so.
That it
Because
has to
there's
be.
nothing in RPM that dissuades it from being. Different. I mean, it doesn't make it. I mean, it doesn't say oh, look, wow, everything contradicts, so it can't be in the continuity. It
Yeah.
fits.
Yeah, a new EP or whoever could come on and just be like, yeah, it's in continuity.
I think the reason why people don't want RPM to be connected is because it would be connected to three previous seasons of garbage. I think they like it because they have something great and they want it to be great on its own. They don't want to have it connected to things that are not great, even though, really it doesn't matter because it's in the future, so there's no real.
And it's its own show.
Right.
I mean, either way, it's.
Yeah, all the seasons are very loosely connected to each other once we got past those first four or five of them. So.
Yeah. I mean, if Jungle Fury actually was really good, I would not be freaking out because it's in the same world as Mystic Force or whatever. It would not be
Yeah.
that big of a
Yeah.
deal.
It's not that big of a deal. Because really, in this world, you're gonna have great situations, bad situations. You're gonna have great stories to tell your friends, and you're gonna have horrible, embarrassing stories to tell your friends. But they all happened.
It's like when all those haters got mad because they connected Ninja Storm to Dino Thunder. I'm like, don't hate. Thunderstorm's awesome. It's good times.
If it, well, in this case, sucks, I mean, it doesn't
No,
matter. It's
sorry.
they still are in the same realm. They're still in the same continuity. It doesn't matter if it's some one-off comment from some producer, oh, it's his own thing, because they all want to say that. They all do. They all want to come. It's just like another little pet peeve of mine is they all want to come into Power Rangers as oh, yes, we're going to do our own thing, which is fine, but
Right,
don't
and
be ashamed of what is in the past. Fit it in, or you don't have to fit it in pigeonhole and junk. Just do what you do well. Don't contradict anything too huge, and it'll be all right.
well, I think it also could be you come in, you got all these seasons before it. They might just originally say it's by itself because they don't want to mess something up like a connection, accidentally. say something that somehow fans are going to go, oh, it doesn't connect because of this or whatever. So it's just easier just to say, yeah, it's its own thing.
Or you could not say anything.
That too.
Well, but then as soon as somebody, some character says something that messes with what happened in episode 4, season 7, or whatever, you know, some fan will be like, you screwed this up!
Let it do what it do. Just let it happen, because it has happened in season 1, it has happened in season 2, 3, 4, I mean, it's happened in all of them, you know? Just let it do what it do.
But it is to control the fanboy, so it's better to be preemptive and just lay your cards on the table and say, eh, it's my own thing, whatever.
Or you can just own up to it and be like, yo, we made a mistake. Like, I mean, it's whatever. Or you know, let it, or not say anything and let the fan peoples figure it out. That's what every show does. Just like, let them figure it out. If something seems like it contradicts, and if everything isn't, you know, putting into the own thing, then there's a way for you to like, look, Mystic Mother is like one of the...
Ooh. Ooh. Dude, there's still people out there though that will swear up and down that she fits in perfectly. So there's always going to be idiots. Nobody will ever come to a consensus.
You know, but all I'm saying is, look, there are, in every show there are going to be little flub ups here and there, and it's not the end of the world. It's still in the same world.
Yes.
Get over it.
Pretty little flub ups like those 3 seasons that happened. Little snafu.
Little snafus. Little mistakes. A little bit.
God, those were awful. Really awful.
Aww.
Which one do you plan to defend? You gonna defend one of those?
I'm not gonna defend them. I'm just saying.
Oh, just disappointed.
Holy crap. Is it like nothing else happened in Power Ranger World? Seriously? Nothing?
Huh? Yeah. The show is over.
The show is over. A, the new show is over. B, they're not even showing the new reruns, so.
Oh, but that is next week, though. That is next week, right? This week.
I don't know, is it time for Tommy yet?
Yes! No clowning around first. No clowning around.
Sylvia, yes!
Are we really excited about that?
I am.
Are we really? Oh, God.
Excited for the clown putties?
Trini's emotional performance as her cousin is flattened.
Oh, yes. Isn't it the episode where Zach kisses Jason?
What? I think it is.
It is. What?
When
they form their human pyramid and then they all fall down. Oh, no, when he's on the stilts, isn't it?
Yeah,
he's on the stilts.
He's on the stilts and Jason catches him. He's like, my hero, and he kisses him.
Yep.
What?
Yes. That's the crazy sound effect they'll use for that.
Basically.
Yeah, there'll be a big old heart right over the lips. You want
basically.
To get
exactly.
Zing.
Zing.
Or boink.
Boink.
Fur zap.
Another boink.
Jeez.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. Because I do. I miss me some MMPR. I really did. It's... Tear.
I don't miss it, really.
Oh, come on. You know enjoy talking about it. Don't even...
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. I miss having stuff to talk about, like that. But not the actual show so much.
Yeah, I'd rather have something new.
Just kind of like, yeah.
You know what? Wow, okay. Like,
we
we've
do
been
have
over
something
this.
New. We have Ghost Sager.
We've been over this. Like, yes, we all prefer having something new, but I like having something to talk about. And especially when you get to review something that back in the day, you were like, oh my goodness. And then now, it's hilarious that we have bad jokes for days. Hello.
We do, yes. Hello. We hit on a gold mine with the Rangers are in remedial classes. That will serve us for quite a while.
Yeah. Like, seriously, and making fun of mentally retarded people or whatever?
Always funny.
Hello?
Yes.
And then handicapped people too, deaf people. Hello?
Still makes me, it really does make me wonder, why the hell did I ever like this show? It's MMPR. What made me like it? It's puzzling.
Because it gets better over time. That's what happens. See?
It does.
No, it gets Tommy over time.
It gets better. Don't even try to play. Whatever. Anyway, like, overall, like, you start seeing, like, oh, look, there is more plot over one episode. It's like, you know, like, it starts to, like, he's a little baby, and it becomes a toddler
okay,
by Zio. It's, you know.
Let's be fair. MMPR never had a plot.
Seriously.
It had arcs, dude. It had arcs. Don't even
Later on, it had...
It didn't have arcs. It had three episode storylines.
It had something resembling... Yeah. Yeah.
It did have greatness like There's No Business Like Snow Business. That was pretty hot. Which is old Storybook Rangers, what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like they started the season and are like, okay, by the end of the season, we should do this, 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 and this, and this. No, they were like, okay, it's Tuesday, so we have to come up with a plot by Friday.
But there's nothing wrong with doing that if it's still good. I mean, now in this case, if is it good or is it not good, then we could argue. But like, there's nothing wrong with having something that's not so serialized and it be a good show.
Well, let's just all admit, between Day of the Dumpster and Oyster Stew, the only difference was Tommy existed.
Basically,
only difference.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened besides Tommy showed up, Tommy left, Tommy showed up again, Tommy's powers.
Right.
Well, yeah, that was the most overarching thing. It was that Tommy. He was losing his powers.
Emo Tommy, yes. I'm losing my powers. I want to hang out with you guys. Kimberly's going to write me a real emotional letter, and I'm going to sit here and read it.
I just love, though, like, when he doesn't have his powers, like, he's completely gone, and he's not friends with them.
I do love that, too.
Don't even hang out at the youth center anymore.
Must be a ranger, or we will kick you out of our group.
And then he comes
back. Because you're a ranger.
But then he comes back, and even though he didn't have powers, he fought Golda by himself. That's right. That's what happened. So they realize that, okay, we treated him wrong, let's bring him back. So yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know, yes, it's true, the only difference that did happen is that Tommy was there. But
god, that you have no idea how angry I was that episode when it was the return of an old friend, when he showed up at the end of the episode.
I was like, what?
Because I was so, like, naive back then. Like, I didn't even notice the title of the episode. And then when someone's walking up, I literally was like, who the hell is this?
Me too, though. Me too. Really? Me too.
I never even thought of it.
I didn't know it was him. I was like, who is that person? Like, why am I showing his face? Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, they're going to have a new person in the show. Awesome.
Me too. I was so mad. I was like, oh, my God, don't be a new person.
As soon as, like, their powers got taken or whatever, I was like, oh, okay, so you're gonna bring back what's his name, right?
It was good times. I was like, yeah, it's amazing. Love it.
I was excited. I mean,
there you go. You have a heart. There we go. You have a heart.
No, because I thought it was cool that Jason had the shield. I liked it. Even though I didn't like Jason that much. I liked him having the shield.
Well, you know, that's cool. When they change up the powers, that's cool. It's all cool.
I like because he's got the sword in the one hand and the dagger in the other. He's like, what's up? That's cool.
That fight with Cardiotron was still, like, the most awesome thing ever to me.
Hells yeah! And they had other great episodes, like the one where they played football and...
Chris take a million... Football.
I still can't get over that episode where Tommy just kicks the damn dummy. Really?
He got really confused.
It goes with your new theory.
You have to be a moron to say, oh, I'm so used to martial arts that when I see a tackling dummy, I'm going to kick it. Really?
He didn't kick it right away.
He didn't tackle it right away either.
He got confused. Okay.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you, he's just more used to using his feet than his head.
Yeah.
Interpret that as you will.
Yeah. That's true.
So.
I mean, that's like when you're trying to get your driver's license. I've never driven before, so as soon as I see a car, I'm going to start walking on it because all I know is how to walk to get to places. So I'm just going to start walking on the car.
First of all, wasn't walking, okay? It was just very,
you can barely troubled. Say it. You can barely
he was
say
troubled
it.
Because he was so worried that he wouldn't fit in with the rest of the guys. He wouldn't fit in with Billy. He wanted to fit in with Billy.
at least Andros has an excuse when he bites into a banana without peeling it first, because he's never seen it before. He's not from that planet. Yes. Tommy should have an idea what a tackling dummy is, especially when he sees other people tackle it. I mean, how stupid is he?
He's never seen anybody tackle a dummy before.
Really?
Until Zach tackled Jason.
And he's never seen football before, right?
He's never seen football before. He doesn't know what it is.
Concept.
That, I mean, look, he must have not. I mean, how the hell did Billy get on that team? How did that?
I mean, seriously, like, hey, Tom, we're going to go try out for football today. Can I eat it? What?
I'm sorry, but like that must be some really crappy football team if Billy out of everybody is on that damn team. Like, seriously, like for real, and not just like, oh, I'm a water boy. Like, he's got a jersey.
I didn't need to see Billy on the team. As soon as I saw Ernie as the coach, like if Ernie is your coach,
are you serious?
Seriously,
the sorriest team.
They're, you know, like, there's the Special Olympics. There's the special football team.
Ernie could have had his glory days.
You know, we're
took that away from him.
All the Rangers were given a medal, you know, for participating.
He could have just peaked in high school and then just let it all go downhill from there.
Aww. He was one of the popular kids, and then, you know.
Yeah, he thought it was going to be handed to him, but then, oh, no.
Goodness. Like, for real? No, I'm going to tell you right now. That episode was messed up.
I think maybe Angel Grove like learned their mistake later on, because then they like started giving the Rangers fake sports to play, like broomball. Like, yeah, you can play broomball while all the kids who aren't retired go play basketball. We got brooms.
They did play basketball
by themselves.
Yeah, exactly, but not in Angel Grove.
Yeah,
because you know you need more black people for that.
They're all well-rounded. They do everything.
Seriously, who does that when you're playing basketball? Let's do 50 cartwheels and then dunk it.
Okay, you know what? That was awesome.
Exactly.
Favorite to play.
If I could do that, I would. I would show off.
Exactly. You know we tried to do that in school, but that did not happen. It was like...
Can't do the triple backflip.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You can't do the front layout. You can't do it. Oh, my God. Look, let me tell you something. Football season is what the episode was called. That was some messed up stuff.
Yeah. It really got to the point where you could tell it's like, we really have nothing new for the Rangers to do.
Exactly, like we are running out of ideas.
We are completely out of sports. We're out of after school activities. We really don't have anything left.
I mean, if they could come up with a cleanup club, come up with a different club, mother bleepers. You can do it. Do it. You know, a normal club with normal. Come on. Ugh. Yeah. Season one. Season two. Look, people want to hate on season two, but whatever. Season two, that's when they started, like, you know, thinking.
I know. I mean, there are a few instruments that the Rangers did not play. So they should go back and redo those episodes.
Just a few.
I mean, yeah.
Was it? No, it was Zach's cousin that knew how to play a trumpet, right?
Yeah, yep. Curtis.
Yeah, Curtis.
The guy that should have been the White Ranger.
Yeah, whatever. Oh. Please.
Anybody besides Tommy. Curtis, that Richie guy, he could have worked out. Cause
I would have liked Richie.
Because Richie's like, hey, what's up, Trini? Hey! He wants these. Oh, I think I want to go rewatch Best Man for the Job. I need to rewatch that.
Yes, dude!
I need to rewatch Don't Fool for Dummy.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's Best Man for the Job. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
That is easily one of the best episodes of
all time. Yes, of all time.
It's like one of the only Tommy Kimberly episodes I found enjoyable because they were fighting the whole time.
Thank you. It was amazing. I loved it.
Like, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, they made up at the end. Oh, give it F.
Wouldn't that be a great dynamic on a team if two Rangers were a couple and they broke up but still had to be teammates?
That would be awesome, actually. I seriously would like that.
Seriously.
It
would be so cool. Yes!
Shoot.
It's all awkward.
Yes!
And one of them goes to a peace conference.
But you know what? MNPR, they would not make it awkward. They'd be like, wow, we're best friends.
Yeah, exactly. We're not together anymore, but we're still there for each other.
Yes. Best buddies. Oh, you want to replace me on the team? That's awesome.
Yes, Izzy. You want to be the leader now instead of me?
Okay.
Great.
Like, oh,
you're better than me.
You're the one who filled out my peace conference application? Thanks, buddy.
Oh, you got your plane ticket?
Oh, you have the cab for me. Oh, you're so cool.
Why do you have a gun?
Let's see if there's any other great episodes that I need to rewatch. There's a lot of good stuff here.
Yo, is people bag on season two too much? I love season two. Forget y'all. That is some funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the beginning of season two is amazing. And then, like, when White Ranger comes in, it gets funny. It's hilarious. And then season three, it's all like multi-parters for life. It's like overarching everything. But
so is the end of season two. The end of season two is season hardcore multi-parters too.
Wild Wild West.
I just got sick of that. I think what happened was they saw the Green with Evil thing like being all successful, and they were just like, okay, well, obviously the fans want multi-parters, so let's just do the whole show like that.
But dude, look how season two ends. It ends with Rangers Back in Time, two-parter, the wedding, three-parter.
Okay, the wedding did not need to be a three-parter.
Return of the Green Ranger, three-parter.
That was awesome.
Then we go to Best Man for the Job.
Yes.
Then we go to the two-part Storybook Rangers.
Yeah.
Then we go to the two-part Wild West Rangers.
Awesome.
And then we finally end up with that creepy episode where Billy gets that big gold statue of himself.
Another awesome thing.
Yes.
No, seriously, like season two and... Oh my goodness.
Ending of season two is ridiculously awesome.
Amazing. Amazing. Like, seriously, like, oh, I'm going to watch season two again because that's when, like... What?
Yeah. Season two had like the Primitar episode. That was a good one. Had the one where Billy and Zach were like, oh, everybody's a putty. What am I going to do?
And it had the Primitar episode again with Storybook Rangers.
I didn't even notice that.
Hello, Rocky just wants to have fun.
Everyone has their lowlights. Every season.
Oh, no. And then he got all the great stuff where they like try so desperately to hide the fact that three of the Rangers aren't there anymore.
I know.
Those ones are so fun.
Good. The power transfer, it's good stuff. And everybody loves the moment where they find out that they're going to the peace conference. Oh, three of us?
Just coincidentally.
I know, right? And then they find out Jersey. Out in the distance in the sunset. I must have watched that thing over and over again. I'm like, oh, amazing.
Seriously, this season two is the greatest thing of all time.
Like,
I'm coming around.
Seriously, like, yo, Zio, still best for me. Love, 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 love. But yo, I think season two, I don't know.
See, I know you don't agree, but like season two to me is like Ninja Storm, where it's just so much jokes. I just have to love it. I have to love the craziness. We're just so weird and so messed up.
But see, with Ninja Storm, it's like purposeful.
You don't have to love it. Yeah,
I do. I love it.
MMPR, you have to love it. Ninja Storm, you have to.
Ninja Storm. In season two, like, most of the jokes are accidental. Like, it's funny because they're trying to...
Yeah, really.
but did you start with pork chopped? Hello, pork chopped?
No, season two is a little bit of both. It's like, some of it is like, really? But some of it is like, oh, I see what you did there. Oh, I see. I mean, you know what? Like, nah. I'm gonna say it right now. I'm gonna put this down on the table right now. Best season for me? Zio. Second best season for me, season two. I'm gonna put it down. Put it down. That's right. Wow. Put it down the gauntlet. That's put down the gauntlet. Yes. You know why?
Wait. Because... So you're.
And this
you're...
is for everything.
So, yeah. You're not even considering RPM.
Like, dead serious. Ooh, like.
Oh, dang! I forgot about RPM. Damn it. Crap. All right.
It is not that great. Come on.
Ooh, we gotta change that around. I forgot about RPM. Okay. Wait. Hold up. Nah. Crap. Because you know what? Because I keep remembering Jungle Fury and Junk and, you know...
Yeah.
It
taints your memory of the whole...
Ooh, okay, all right.
She's like, Disney, no. But...
Here we go. Here we go. We're going to break this down right now. Number one, Zio. Number two, RPM. Number three, Dino Thunder. Number four, season two.
Yeah, number four.
Well, because you know, I gotta get my serious exactly. ones out of the way. Like, you know, it's like, yeah.
You know, I love. That's why I had the question. I love Zio a lot, but I don't know why I would put it number one. Like,
Zio, like for me, it was like the best of both worlds. It was funny on purpose. Okay, like on purpose, and it had its serious moments on purpose. I was like, oh my goodness, look, this is what the. And it had like one of the best casts of all time. Just saying. Just saying. Like, hello,
Yeah, but
Jason came back.
Zio did have some crap though, like that, like not really a four-parter because it wasn't labeled that way thing about Tommy that just kept dragging on and
F
on
that. F that. Screw you. Whatever. All I'm saying is that.
I get my get an arrowhead for me, brother? You're my brother? Why?
Dude, I thought it was awesome. Don't whatever. Don't even try to take
Oh
that
my
away from him.
God.
Don't even try to because you know why? Because you know why? People always complain like nah. White Ranger always got the focus. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, I can't give you that because he didn't really like make Tommy that whatever. I mean, like you know, but with him having the brother and looking for his brother and blah 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 and this and this and this, gave, it was like, oh, all right, this is something meaningful because this is about his family. This is about his
I
culture,
know,
even
but
though
that
he's a
was,
white guy in real life.
it's totally
This is about
fictional, yeah.
his culture, all right? And in the first season, you knew that he was adopted in Jung, and then they brought that back.
It's just so weird, like they just like he they just he just randomly finds his brother, who's just some dude who looks like really old for some reason, and then he just stands
What?
there. He just stands there for a few episodes. He never does anything. His brother just like, oh, I
What?
found my brother. Okay, he's here.
I'm sorry, but he is supposed
No.
to be. He was one of the people who was supposedly going to be the Gold Ranger. What? Are you serious? He's not just there. He's not just there.
Yeah, but you see, at that point in time, I was like, anybody that's the Gold Ranger who is not Billy is not cool. So I'm like, the
Ah,
Gold Ranger has to be
Maria.
Billy. If it's anybody else, fail.
But then when they
So
brought back
pissed
Jason,
off.
that was amazing. Like,
That was
you don't
awesome.
understand.
Yeah.
Yo, let me tell you
What?
something. Zeo had like it was like the all-star cast of like the old school people, yo. Like, come on. Yo, you had Adam on it, you had Tommy, you had Jason, you had Billy. I mean, even though he was in
Still
it,
there,
he's
yeah,
still
sort
there.
of.
He's still there. You know
He's
that.
still trucking.
The all-star cast.
Well, dude, like, hey, you like
Like
Catherine over
Tom.
Kimberly. You like Catherine over Kimberly. You gotta give it credit.
Yeah, but like Tanya's just there.
No,
Like
Tanya's
she's
not just there. Oh
such
no, you did not just say. Oh
a
no, who the
No.
hell made you Holiday
Out of
Monitor?
those first four, all those first four seasons, what's the best like complete cast? I guess I would say Zio.
Thank you. What? What? Come on, yo.
Although,
That's
well, I
no.
don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I do like Kimberly
I
more. No,
mean.
see, the best complete cast would include Adam and Zach. That
I
would be
did
the
miss
best
it. No,
cast.
honestly, to be truthful, I really did miss Zach back in the day. I did. I did.
Now, if
And
Zach came back as the Gold Ranger, I would have been okay with that. I would have been okay with that. That would have worked for me.
no.
I
Or if they
mean,
would have, or if
I
they
think
would
he
have
would.
let Rocky just keep his red color, that would be cool. I like that. Let him be the leader. Come on, be the leader. Be the leader, Rocky. Be the leader. Be the leader.
He was too having too much too busy having fun. No.
Or let Adam be the leader. Let Adam be red.
No,
Give Adam red.
no.
Give
If
Adam
they
red.
weren't stuck on the whole red means leader thing, I mean, which they weren't really. I mean, with the Alien Rangers, obviously white, but they could have done like Jason as blue or whatever that, or not Jason, Tommy is blue, and like said he's leader even though he's not in front, like they did with the Time Force or
Yeah.
whatever.
He could have been the Super Zeo Megazord crotch. That would have been, leader power.
No, I think I think I like the
It always
color.
did. It always did feel weird to me because, like, I understand like switching Adam from black to green because there is no black. But I'm like,
Right.
so why does Billy have the yellow crystal? And like, why should he be yellow? Because technically he had to give his thing to Tanya. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was a little,
Well, I never really thought that was his.
I know, but he was there. He's seniority, so he should get the
Yeah,
powers
he
if he
should have
wants
gotten
it.
it.
And then it was like, well, it conflicts with my blah blah blah, and I can't blah blah blah. And it's like,
Yeah,
it was
conflicts with my
weird
not
that
wearing,
like
wanting to wear a skirt. Yeah,
no.
it's like Tommy, you will now be the Red Ranger. Why doesn't Rocky say something like, "Hey, I'm the Red Ranger.
He
What's
did.
up?"
He gave him a look. Didn't you see it?
He did.
Yes.
Oh, well, at least
In
he
the
didn't see.
episode?
At least he didn't say, "Yeah, it's awesome," like Jason.
Yeah, that's
Because
just.
when they were getting the stuff highlighted or whatever, and then like Tommy got highlighted red, and then Rocky looks over at him like, what?
Can I say what?
I mean, they should have put some dialogue in there for that stuff. I mean,
Yeah, it should
that's the
be a
kind of
big
stuff that
deal.
that's the kind of stuff that people like really respond to. Like, I mean, just think of like in the movie when what's his name says I'm a frog, when Adam says I'm a frog, that was
What's his
like,
name?
I couldn't think of the name, but Adam, obviously, it's
Yeah,
Adam.
from
But
Squints.
You know, squints. But, you know, people respond to crap like that. Like,
well, yeah,
all that stuff in Dino Thunder, where they're like, Tommy's like, oh, I gotta find some more black or whatever. People always just seem to eat that stuff up. Where would it be?
Like, yeah. In Evil Ranger, it's happened before.
Oh, yeah, and the remark about fish monsters. It's like,
oh, and even though I don't like the character, I actually kind of dug it when Justin was commenting on TJ being the Blue Ranger, like, hey, what's up? You got my color.
Let's pop it.
You know, callback, yeah.
But you got my color,
what's up with that?
But, like, come on, Zio, like, that was a good cast. Because, like, you know, because, like, with Tanya, for me, she was, like, an Aisha with, like, a real attitude. Not, like, the Black Kimberly. Like, she was, like... Yo, I'm from Get Africa. Up. I'm gonna beat you up. If, you know, I have to. Don't mess.
Supposedly from Africa.
Well, see, it just didn't do much for me because I never liked Tommy or Jason. So I'm like, oh, yay, hey.
Anyway, whatever.
Rather have Zach. Rather, I trade both of you for Zach.
Whatever, dude. Anyway, well, Zio. That's why Zio is like,
And Zio has no ending, which sucks.
Well, that's one of the flaws. It needed a finale. It needed a real, and that's the thing. They wanted Turbo to like, because like they wanted like them losing the Zio powers or whatever, and
I
it
know.
Being
we saw the script.
The blonde or whatever, and it didn't happen.
I didn't hear any of that, any of this stuff about they wanted them to lose their powers.
Well, I've heard it, but I didn't read the script.
It was in the original script where.
No, I mean, I've never even heard of this.
They convert, yeah, the original script had like Billy converting the Zio powers to the Turbo powers.
Aww.
Yeah.
I would have liked that. Not if they did the same thing that they did for Zio, for you know, blow up the command center and then like bring it back. not the same. I wouldn't want to see the same thing over again, but do something to transition. I mean, aside from the movie, obviously.
Yeah. Better than Zordon just saying, you will need new turbo powers. Why?
So like, here they are. Just like, okay.
Like, oh, a new villain? I need new powers? Okay.
You will need the power of the green minivan.
Well, I don't mind the new villain showing up. There needed to be more of a connection.
But it seems like oh, a new villain, new powers, hey.
Yeah, wait. Like, Zordon just pulled him out of his ass, like, just yeah, like, randomly.
I didn't understand the whole thing behind. To cross the ocean, you will need
special need
cars.
Yeah. They needed to work on that.
Oh, this boat didn't work?
But it's like a magic
cars.
Ocean or something, right?
Right.
It's like, you know, mystical.
Because now, even though we saw the Green Ranger's Super Zeozord in the water tons of times,
yep.
Yes.
We need cars.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Cars. Yeah, I know. It's not the greatest transition ever at all. At all. But
I mean, Tommy had a bird, which can fly over the ocean.
Yes. Many flying zords.
Well, when you put it like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, when you bring in logic.
No,
yeah.
Well, that's the thing. That's, you know, like, I mean, when they went from awesome zords to cars, I was pissed. I was pissed. Like, seriously, that's not cars. That's not a Zord. That's just a car. Like, that's not cool.
It's a giant car.
Come on, it's just a giant car. Like, really? A giant car in the water? You're stupid.
You're honestly, like, I was still kind of like, I don't know. I liked it. The design, at least. I mean, it didn't make any sense, but it was.
Look at me. Yeah, design was cool, but cars, I was just like, that's downgrade. Downgrade.
Yeah, why can't you let's say, hey, Trey, can you take us there in your giant flying pyramid, maybe? That was...
Like, seriously, Pyramidus could, like, seriously, like, suck up all the water in the freaking ocean if it wanted to.
Let's have a drink.
Go across the freaking, like, seabed and then get to the freaking place if it wanted to. Like, it's huge! Oh my gosh, like Zio.
Well, again, and this is still the movie that had Larigo heal Catherine's leg, but didn't even attempt to heal Rocky's back.
I never thought about that.
He didn't like Rocky. I mean, he likes the ladies.
Apparently, clearly. He had no love for Rocky. No, we just showed you heal one of the Rangers. So to get rid of another Ranger, we'll have them get physically hurt again. That's a good plan.
Look, Larigo loves the ladies.
Yeah,
He does not
exactly.
care about Rocky and his hurt back because, quite frankly, he likes the kid over the Rocky. That's what it is.
He's a pedo. He's a pet.
That furry little pedo.
God. Well, I wonder if his wife knows.
That dirty, that
I know.
Dirty, dirty
wife
Machi.
And a baby. Wife and a baby. What?
Yeah, he is. He's on the down low, I think.
He's a dirty Machi, and we need to eliminate him.
Oh, my God.
Damn Machi's.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I still stand true that Zio.
You know
like,
what?
When I like almost everyone. You know what? Even Catherine has grown on me, right?
Dude,
so
I hated There's No Business Like Snow Business.
You
Why?
Are a filthy commie.
Because I was thinking, hey, how about Tommy just stay with Heather so that I can free up Catherine to get some Rocky love? Hey.
I know, right? Because Rocky does love her branches.
Catherine and Rocky are the couple that was meant to be and never happened.
For real.
What the hell?
I approve. I approve.
Forever
where
say
you,
that.
Where do you even... See
Rocky
that.
Loves her branches.
Branches.
Rocky and Catherine are just made for each other. They just fit.
Yes, they do.
That's some shipping that I approve.
Yes.
Approved shipping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it.
Anyway.
I don't. Really.
It's because you don't understand the concept of love.
No. Wasn't he hooking up with some chick at some point? And like,
well, a blind chick.
That's the rule. The Blue Ranger always needs to hook up with every chick he can fuck. When you get blue, you
especially,
gotta be
especially the handicapped ones, especially.
Billy was a player. Rocky became a player. TJ was definitely a player. Hello.
Play on, play on,
play on, play Flynn. Hey.
Play on, play on, Flynn.
Hey, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Max. Try.
Well,
he was in his own special category.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Max would just sit in his room, stick his dick in a bottle, and make a wish.
Oh God. Okay.
You know, Chad. He was a player with the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. He got a fish lady too.
Well, he
loved.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Right.
He got Psycho Yellow. Yeah. He got Psycho Yellow.
Play on, play on.
Come on. Chad got to bang Psycho Yellow. That's pretty good. That's
And what's his face? Lucas.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's like the ladies' man, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap. So, like, yeah, the Blue Rangers got some play. Because
mm-hmm.
they know they weren't getting no storylines.
That's right. Ethan? Had
Ethan, yes! Wow.
Kai from Lost Galaxy. He had, what's her name? I remember her name.
Oh, yeah, the
yes.
Oh, Sky had all that sexual tension with
Was
Jack.
That Ginger?
Yeah. No.
Seriously, Blue Rangers got it going on.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Sky was a special case because he was really the reign. He was really the leader. The thing is, so
it's true.
He didn't really get much play. But Jack.
I mean, there are some exceptions to the rule. You know, I mean, like Dax. Duh. Duh. I feel like a spring. You know, and little midget, what's his name?
Max.
No, the other midget. Oriental
Theo.
Midget.
Theo.
Oh, Theo. But no, he got Lily.
He did, he is.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Madison.
Madison. Got a little, she got a little play. Tori got a little play.
Yeah, Madison got to play with her toothpaste.
Oh, wait, what did
Tori,
I just call him? Blake?
Blade. What a blade. He's Wesley Snipes.
Oh, yeah, Tori and Blake. What?
True. Blue on blue.
Yeah, dude. So, just to end it off, you know, Zia was awesome. It'll always be awesome.
It is awesome, but I wouldn't make it number one.
The thing, okay, this is why it's number one for me. Because for a season, I have to love the cast. And I have to love, okay, the story and stuff and whatever. You know? So when they started off with the cast, even before they said anything, I was like, oh my God, amazing! Then, like, the stories actually was like, oh, this is cool. Oh, look, Tanya getting a little play. Hey! You know, it was all, like, forming out nicely, you know? Like, Kat broke her ankle a lot more times. It was, you know, she was not perfect. I was like, oh, this is so cool.
I did love that episode where, They did the murder mystery. That was a great episode too.
Good murder. Yeah, see?
That was a Catherine episode too.
That was a Catherine episode. And so I haven't felt this way really until like SPD. You know what I'm saying? SPD, I love the cast immediately. I was like, oh, love. Love, 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 love. And then that's why it was such a big disappointment for me when, like, middle way, I was like, oh, really? This is what's going to happen? Really?
Dude, I know, because, like, I did a lot of people that I know that, like, don't like Power Rangers. I show them the first two episodes of SPD, and they're like, this is f***ing awesome.
Yep.
And then things happened.
And then things happened. Exactly.
Because seriously, those first couple episodes, it doesn't feel like Power Rangers. It feels, you know, kind of like it's got a little flavor, but it's all serious, more serious, and intergalactic threats, and... Maybe they're going to patrol space.
No, but it feels like a good season. It feels like a good season of Power Rangers. To me, that felt like, because you know, it felt like a really good season, like a season finally done well where I don't have to like hide in my room or whatever. And then the next time I felt that way again was RPM, you know?
No Dino Thunder?
Well, Dino Thunder was before SPD.
Oh. See, that's the thing. You see, you know what with Dino Thunder, it was like I didn't fall in love with the cast immediately. Like wasn't like everybody was like, oh my gosh, they're amazing. But although the premiere was amazing, like the premiere had me crying, had me laughing, had me. Oh, it was amazing. Amazing.
I love the premiere because I'm like, hey, it's the original concept of teenagers with attitude, but they actually have attitude.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's true. Like when Dino Thunder came back, I was like, okay, I love this is yeah. I'm in it. You know. And in SPD, I was like, I love the cast even more. You know what I'm saying? Like I was like, wow, like. You know,
see,
like,
that's the thing with Dino Thunder. The jock and the geek and the loner actually didn't like each other.
Yeah. Right. It's like a more real version of Mighty Morphin.
Yeah. Sure, the jock and the nerd are best friends. Why the hell not?
Yeah.
You know?
Because they're stuck in the same remedial classes together. That's why. It makes so much sense.
So yeah, so really for me it's like, you know, the my top seasons, like the cast really has to sell it for me, like it really does, because there's so many seasons where the cast doesn't, and it's just like terrible.
I agree, it's cast first for me.
Yeah,
a great cast can make a season, definitely.
So yeah, that's why, you know, Zio's up there, RPM is up there, you know. I mean, SPD would have been up there if the story was good. Would have been.
See, that's why Zio is just a notch down for me, because I'm not as huge of a fan of the cast as you are. I like the cast, but yeah. Oh, did you see that, Spy?
Yes.
And the thing with Time Force, the Time Force cast, I like the Time Force cast too, even though I wasn't a fan of the season per se. I like it too. That's why it gets a notch, you know.
Because I
can see why, like, when I first watched it, I was like, oh, this cast, I like this cast. I do. Yeah. They're kind of cool. But then stuff happens.
I just wish they would have gotten three more Rangers to have the full six.
That would be great.
That would have been awesome.
I think the ones that were focused on plus Trip were the best. And then everyone else was
Oh, you know
like,
what? Trip can go f*** himself. I don't care.
Excuse me?
Trip is not
Excuse
that interesting.
Excuse me?
Yes, Trip.
Are
Trip
you
sucks.
Serious?
Trip is a sweetheart.
You
Trip sucks.
You can die. You can die in a fire.
Trip okay? sucks. Okay, you just like because he's an alien and you like your little sci-fi nerdy crap.
I just couldn't stand the wig, dude.
I know.
Didn't take
I
it
like
so seriously.
I liked it. It was great.
And the big
and I was
hat.
Like, I was like, under there, like there is real hair, and I want to see it. Like for real, I just couldn't take it. I was like, no, Trip, I don't mind not seeing you, but I wanted to see more Katie. You know, I want to see more.
Yes, I definitely want to see more Katie.
You know what I'm saying?
And one of the few black women I've actually found attractive.
So
I don't know
racist.
What it is. There's something about black women that I just don't find extreme. I don't even like Halle Berry. Does nothing for me.
You're so weird.
I don't know why. I know. I agree. It's weird. I don't know why it's weird.
I'm glad you.
I actually recognize it's weird.
I don't think it's weird. I think you can.
You
have your
don't
taste
like meat, but you do eat meat. So
I'm just. You know, I was trying to defend
it's
you.
Psychological.
I don't need your pity defense.
I know. He was on your side.
I know. And you're like,
I'm.
Just burning bridges left and
right. I know, right? I'm not saying the smart thing to do. I'm just saying.
We roll.
You know what?
Cardboard box.
Stop playing your arms now. Right.
Yeah, where's my handful of paper?
Oh boy, I miss you guys. Oh, did you guys read the text from Tiger Woods recently?
No,
I think so. Oh, you mean the anal kind of stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
My radio station made a couple of voiceovers over him.
What?
Oh wow, great radio station.
Yeah. What is that? So I forgot one of the new horrors, whatever. Well, the old ones. But she has like a new site that is like, you know, Tiger's text with me or whatever, something like that. And then like she like posts like over 100 texts from Tiger, just from Tiger, not her side of the conversation, just from Tiger. But you know, that was helpful enough because he was talking all this raunchy stuff about, I'm gonna slap you around and
I'm going to put my in your because I'm Tiger Woods.
And I'm gonna bite you here and this and that. I mean, it's like, and then in the midst of that, it got normal. Like, oh, what do you want for eat? It's like, no turkey unless it's a club sandwich.
You know, I heard somebody say that. Who said that recently?
Graphic sex talk, and then just like, whatever.
Yes, and it's like, oh, no turkey unless it's a club sandwich. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, wait a minute, that's a code for something, right? That has to be a code. Has to be. But in that context, it wasn't.
You want me to give you a club sandwich tonight?
Although, Urban Dictionary.
Oh, God.
Yes, there is a... Yes.
There's an actual club sandwich.
Yes.
What is... Oh,
of course.
Please, I'm surprised they don't have the Power Ranger on there. Come on now.
Do I have to announce it? Do I have to narrate again?
Let me see...
Okay, wait. I looked up Power Ranger in Urban Dictionary.
Power Ranger?
Yep.
All right.
And the number one is a name given to a person, usually a man, who is the ultimate wingman. When a person, usually male, is trying to score with a girl, but her friend is ugly, the Power Ranger comes in. The Power Ranger will have sex with the ugly girl, but his friend can have sex with the hot girl.
Nice. I love this so much.
The term refers to the television show where a group called Power Rangers kills monsters. The friend makes sex with the ugly girl. Sorry. Okay. The friend having sex with the ugly girl is in effect killing the monster.
Wow.
The highest level of Power Ranger acts alone.
God. Oh my God. This is
brilliant, actually. I love it.
That was amazing.
A true hero for those of too weak to perform the task.
That is brilliant.
That is absolutely amazing.
That is so great.